Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome to the Princess Pear Podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. How are you guys doing? I'm doing pretty good. Nothing too crazy going on, except for I'm literally leaving for college in a week, and that is terrifying. So I've been packing up. And as I've talked about in other episodes, you know, I would not say I'm nervous. You know, I'm actually really excited. My college just sent me like a rundown of the things we're doing, and I'm really excited. There's lots of good stuff happening, and lots of stuff that I'm really, really excited for. I forgot what I was gonna say. Let's think of in my big fat brain. I don't know. I really hate packing. You know what I mean? It's just like, well, obviously I don't hate it. I'm being over dramatic, but it's just annoying. It's annoying to pack. It's annoying because I mean I've moved quite a few times in my life, and that is annoying in one way where everything has to get out. This is annoying in a completely different way where, like, I have to make the decision, like, what am I bringing? What am I gonna need? What do I have to buy? And, you know, I'm not trying to complain about that. I'm really enjoying it. I've enjoyed getting ready for college. But, like, it being so soon, there's no, like, oh, I should, you know, do this or I should get this. It's, like, it's go time. Like, I bought laundry detergent a couple days ago. And, like, obviously, I've always used laundry detergent because I do my own laundry. Also, really funny, why do I know so many people that are my age going into college that are learning how to do their laundry for the first time? Are you kidding me? It's not like, you know, I when I was a kid, I didn't. And then when I was able to do my laundry, I was able to do it. You know what I mean? It just seems a little bit... I don't know, I'm not coddling. Obviously, it's not terrible to have someone else do your laundry. Sounds great, but it's just, like, not that difficult. You know what I mean? I hate folding laundry, though. That's definitely not my favorite thing to do. You know, I can put it in there. It can get washed. But once it gets out and I have to fold it and put it back, that's terrible. Or, like, you don't have enough hangers and it's like... Where's my hangers? Where'd they go? It's just terrible. Let me just tell you, it is terrible. No, I'm joking. I went to Barnes & Noble this week, which was amazing. Okay, here's my soapbox I wanted to tell you guys about. So, there's the show, The Summer I Turned Pretty. It's really good. I've watched, like, the first 4 episodes, maybe? I don't know. Anyways. There's also 3 books. I read the first 2, and my takeaway was, like, good books, not ones I need to, like, reread. I don't know. They weren't, like, a book that I just couldn't, like, I couldn't put down, you know? Because I would say nothing really happens. Which, so, in the show, she goes to, like, the girl, Belly, gets invited to, like, a debutante? Well, anyways... But that wasn't in the books. And people were like, I'm so glad they added that because nothing happens in the books. Anyways, I read the first 2. I haven't read the 3rd one yet. But my friend was like, oh, you should really read it because, oh, this happens and this happens. And it's so riveting. And I was like, okay, that sounds so stupid. I read half of it in Barnes & Noble. Oh, my gosh. I was hooked. I didn't want to buy the book, though, because I was like, it's one of those books where, like, awesome, I want to read it now, but, like, I don't need another book, and also, like, it's not what I want to, like, reread, you know what I mean? And that's the hard part, is because I often want to read books at, like, the library, and then I'll buy it if I really like it, but, like, if I've already read it, why am I buying it, you know what I mean? There's not very many books that I, like, need to reread, except for graphic novels. Like, I will always buy a graphic novel, because... I have no idea. Because they're just, they're better in my opinion. You know what I mean? They're easier to reread, and they go faster without, like, getting bored of the storyline. I have the graphic novel version of Anne of Green Gables. Oh, so good. It's just, like, a beautiful illustration style. It's awesome. I love it. But yeah, also not at all what I was going to talk about, but like I say every single episode, I just talk about what I want to talk about. But I want to talk a little bit about toxic positivity, because I have been seeing it a lot, experiencing a lot. No, I'm joking. No, I just find, because I've touched on the Enneagram before. So important to the Enneagram is, it's, for those who don't know, it's like a personality test, but it's like based on numbers. So I'm a 4, and being a 4, 4 is known for being like artistic and like kind of sensitive, emotional. So, and also like kind of being comfortable with their emotions and like being okay being emotional. You know, my mom would like say it as in like I'm kind of okay being melancholy, because, you know, like, I'm not a sad person, but if I'm sad, let's be sad, you know what I mean? If I'm happy, let's be happy, you know what I mean? Like, any of those emotions, like, yeah, let's feel it, and then be done with it, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to feel it, and I don't want to, like, feel it, and be like, oh, no, I can't feel this way right now, and then, like, you know, hours later, be in a bad mood, still, when I can just be mad, handle it, and then, like, get over it. But I find a lot of people are not okay with that. And not even for themselves. They're not okay that I feel that way. And nothing irks me. Because I'm a happy person. Let's say, like, I'm happy, I'm a very positive person. But when someone's like, no, just be happy, I want to punch them square in their jaw. And I'm only laughing because I don't want to sound like I'm being violent. I don't condone that, and I would never actually do that. But it's just, like, not what we're looking for. You know what I mean? Or if, like, somebody had a sucky day, and right away you're going to be like, Well, you know, a lot of people have it worse. It's like, shut up. And I say it with all the love of my heart. Like, I think, like, we need to know how to have empathy without trying to fix people. And I totally get it. If you're close to this person, and it's like, hey, I have a really sucky day. And it's like, hey, I'm really sorry. When I feel this way, I do this. You know what I mean? It's the wording of things. And I think, like, that's so, because you could be saying the same thing, but be saying totally different things based on the words that you choose and, you know, the poignant language you choose. You need to do this, or, oh, I do this when I'm feeling this way. Maybe you can try it. You know what I mean? You don't want to tell people, just be happy. You know, when I'm feeling this way, sometimes, you know, listening to my favorite song, or, you know, taking some deep breaths helps me. Because, like, I've had some really, like, sucky seasons of life. You know what I mean? And, like, they eventually end. But, like, when I was on the podcast talking every week about how much I wanted friends, I didn't need someone to be like, you know, just, like, wait and it'll all come to you. Like, I know that. You know what I mean? And I think that every person thinks that they're the first person to say that. But, like, you're not. You know what I mean? And it's like, hearing it over and over can help and can be like, you know, like, maybe I will just, maybe it will just be fine. But it gets so annoying, to be completely honest. Which, I'm not saying people in my life need to, like, not, you know, talk to me. I'm not pointing that out at anybody around me. I'm just saying that, like, I find that for myself, because I'm not in charge of the way anybody else reacts to me or the way anybody else feels, but I am in charge of me. And so when I hear people say those things and it, like, offends me or hurts me, I now add that to my repertoire of ideas to know that, like, when they say that, it makes me feel this way. So let me make sure I don't let other people feel that way. You know, again, not in charge of anybody else except for myself, but I do know the way those things make me feel and the way I want others to feel when they're around me. And feeling embarrassed and, like, not wanting to talk to me is not the way I want people to feel. And, like, it's just, like, when I'm telling you about, like, something really bad, finding the bright side in it isn't always what somebody needs. And I've probably had this conversation before, so I'm not trying to, you know, repeat everything. But, you know, and I would say, like, finding the positive, yeah, like, let's do it, but after the fact. And that just might be me, because I'm a 4 on the Enneagram, I'm so drawn to shame that the second someone's like, find the positive, I'm like, oh my gosh, they think I'm stupid, like, they think I'm being overdramatic, I shouldn't be feeling this way, people have it so much worse, like, I'm so terrible, I can't even find the positive, this isn't this bad. And, like, I mean, as I'm saying it, like, it hurts to admit that, because that's, like, automatic thought I have every single time, you know what I mean? And I don't dwell on it, but every time, you know, and this could just be, like, trauma, no, I'm joking, no, not really, anyways, anytime somebody gets hurt around me, instant shame, instant, it's my fault, like, I shouldn't have been doing that, or even when they're not even connected to me, you know what I mean? One of my siblings will be running around and they'll hurt themselves instantly. It's my fault. It's my fault everyone's mad at me. And, like, I know that that's kind of tied back to trauma, but that's also, like, a shame reaction. And I think we often, like, don't talk about shame. When we talk about shame, it's about, like, you did something bad and you feel bad. You know what I mean? Shame, like, I feel shame often for, like, things, like, I shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's like I made a mess. Oh my gosh. Can you clean them up or blah, blah, blah? Instant. I'm stupid. I'm dirty. Nobody wants to be around me. You know what I mean? And I don't dwell on those. And I've worked to not feel those things. But I wouldn't look in the mirror and think those things and be like, oh, I'm dirty because I made a mess, or I'm not deserving of love. But those instant thoughts, and that's not, you know, true for everybody. Some people are more drawn to anger or sadness. I just, like, I feel so deeply bad a lot of the time. And if you're feeling bad about things that you're doing when you're not even doing anything bad, you're often going to also start to feel bad about yourself. You know, and I was even thinking about this, and this is in no way to be like, I wish I got more attention, you know, because that's not what I'm saying. But, like, there's just, like, a lot of my friends, like, talk about, like, you know, oh, this guy texted me, and oh, he wants me so much. And I just have never kind of gotten that. I mean, there's been people that like me, but obviously, anyways, for the example, not the same. And that's fine. But when I hear those things, it's kind of an instant reaction where, like, well, should I have that? Like, should I want that? Because I wouldn't even say I want that. You know what I mean? Or, like, well, if I was prettier, that would happen to me. Or maybe if I, you know, wasn't so, like, weird when I talked to my friends in public. Or maybe if I didn't present myself this way. But it's, like, I would say that I'm, like, organically myself when I'm around these people. And in turn, like, I'm organically myself around, like, people that were, you know, around at that time. And that's all I can ask. I'm not going to change who I am. I'm not going to, you know, strive to be different, even if that doesn't mean, like, I'm more desirable. Like, I truly could not care less. And I say that from, like, a healthy point of view. There's still a lot of part of me that's like, but no! But what if we did our hair like this? Will we get more attention when people call us on the phone? Like, no. You know what I mean? I've talked about this before. Like, I've done the settling thing. You know what I mean? I've done the changing my personality to get attention, and it worked. So I know I could do it again, and it would work. But, like, it's not worth it. Did I get anything out of it except for trauma? No! So, learn from my mistake. Think of me as the big sister that maybe you have or you don't have. I'm telling you, don't settle. It's not worth it. And don't try finding love when you can't even love yourself. Or you can't love the people around you. That's something. I know plenty of people that love themselves and love significant others, but can't love people that they have no romantic relationship with. You know what I mean? Learn to have platonic friendships. Learn to love people platonically. Just saying. You know, there's so many people that I know that, like, don't say I love you to their friends, but say I love you to guys that they've been talking to for 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm not saying that, I'm not calling anybody out, obviously. But, like, learn to love people platonically. You know what I mean? And if there's not people around you, like, don't, obviously, settle still, but learn to, like, find, you know, things that you love about people. And, like, tell people that. Tell people you love them. Especially platonically. It makes me so sad when I see, like, you know, like, male friendships. And, like, all, you know, I don't know, from an outside view, they just don't talk about how much they love each other. But then outside, I'll be talking to somebody, and they're like, oh, yeah, I really love him. But you're not saying that to him. I'll be like, oh, why didn't you tell him that? Oh, I can't. Oh, people will think I'm this. People will think I'm that. Stop caring what people think. Goodness grief. And I'm saying that to myself. You know what I mean? Half the things I say on this podcast, I'm like, ooh, I should really listen to my own advice. But, like, I've lived, not a lot of life, but I've lived quite a bit. And I've learned a lot of lessons. You know, I don't say these things like I've learned a lot of lessons. To, like, I had a crazy life. I didn't. I just grew up. You know, I went through middle school. I went through high school. Like, I've experienced life. For better and for worse. And I wouldn't, you know, take it back for $1 million from the lessons I've learned and the people I've met. For better and for worse. You know, and I think that that's, like, because I'd get that a lot. Like, well, would you rather have no friends or would you rather have friends that hate you? And it's like, well, I'd rather have neither, but. Or like, there's not going to be a perfect friendship, a perfect relationship. I'd rather just, like, you know, at least for relationships, like, you don't have to settle until you find that right person. But also, like, with friendships, like, you can be friends and not, like, you know, spend every day with them. I think we often, like, don't understand that you can have best friends and just friends. You know, you don't have to tell people that they're just your friend or they're your best friend. And, oh, they're my best friend and you're just my friend, you know. That's, like, elementary. But, yeah. Even if people, like, people you don't agree with or people you know, just want to be friends with, you know, be friends with them. But also, am I talking with an accent? I just, like, heard myself for a second and I was like, what is going on? Anyways, and that's also the thing, like, don't settle, but don't also, like, spend your days trying to be friends with somebody that, like, doesn't want anything to do with you. You know what I mean? And that I had to face that a lot. You know what I mean? It'd be like, well, they talk to me 1 week, they don't talk to me today, or they're not talking to me, or they want to be friends now, or they don't want to be friends now. Like, you can be nice to somebody and not, like, you know, spend your entire life chasing after this person. So, like, oh, but I want to be their friend so bad. I feel like we're going to get along so well. Like, if they're not giving the time of day, you probably won't get along that well. And I feel like that's also, like, with relationships, you know what I mean? Like, I get that, like, people love each other differently. You know what I mean? Love languages and things like that. But when someone's like, oh, he loves her way more than she loves him, it's like, that just doesn't really, I don't know, resonate with me. She can show her love more than he does, but, like, you should love each other equally. I saw a really good quote that said, like, for relationships, we tell people to give 50%, but that's always expecting the other person is going to give 50%. You need to give your 100%. And I think that's a really good idea for friendships, too. You can put in your effort all day. You know what I mean? But it also goes the other way, where you can put in your effort all day, and it doesn't mean the other person's going to put in any effort. So you're allowed to take a step back. I think that's a big thing. You're allowed to, like, not be friends with people anymore. You know what I mean? As sucky as that sounds. And it's hard, because I feel like every time, like, I've had a friendship that fades, like, something happens where, like, we're, you know, we went from, like, just being, like, you know, we don't talk anymore to, like, we are not friends anymore. You know what I mean? And as that's partially my fault, because I don't like when friendships fade, I try to be like, well, this thing happened. Did I do something wrong? I probably didn't. But I also feel like sometimes people want an excuse for friendships to fade. So I think oftentimes they kind of create a problem. Like, I mean, I've had friends that, like, you know, start rumors about me, and they're like, well, I couldn't be, you know, her friend anymore because she created, you know, a toxic environment for me. And I'm like, I am 13 years old. I don't even know what a toxic environment looks like. But that's fine. Again, like, I'm not gonna fight for a relationship that somebody wouldn't, like, fight for me. You know what I mean? And I think that's totally different when it's, like, a relationship or it's somebody, like, needs your help or they're in a season when I need you to fight for them. But if it's, like, a constant, you're not getting anything out of the friendship. Like, you are allowed and willing to cut them out. Well, I love you guys. I hope that you enjoyed my little rant. I feel like I talk about these topics a lot, but if you guys have any other topics you want me to talk about, make sure you email me at princesspearpodcast@gmail.com. It's also in the info section or the bio of this episode. I also have merch if you want to check that out. I think it's really cute. And I also have an Instagram, so check that out. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day, night, morning, week, year, and you deserve the best, and eat your vegetables. Bye now.